Hello, it's me. Okay, so hi guys, we're back from the summer. It's the school year. Is it the third or fourth week of school right now?
I think third.
Okay, third. So I apologize that I'm getting back to this the third week of school, but you know, you gotta figure out your schedule and there's many things to do, but I'm so excited to be back for the new school year. Lots of new conversations to be had, lots of guests to appear on the show. I'm very excited to have the guest that we have with us today because I think she is the perfect person to talk about the topic that we're going to talk about, which the topic is the importance of female friendship. And now I am going to let my guest introduce herself and say anything basically that she wants to say before I start us off with like the media for the show from me. Passing the torch.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Bree. I think this is a great topic of conversation for us to have. I found out the topic a few minutes ago. And I think it's very fitting to all the conversations me and Mariah have had in the past about friendships and relationships and just love from everyone around you and in general. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Yay. So excited to have you on. So before we get started, I just want to play a little snippet of a song that I have been digging lately. So we're gonna get on that. Okay, that's it. I don't even know if I could share that long. That was literally a minute of the song, like right under a minute, because of copyright issues, which I learned about last episode. and I didn't even say like what the name of that song was. Excuse me. That is the song Arrow Through Me, remastered 1993 by Wings. So anyway, I feel like this was, like, a great topic to, like, start with as, like, the school year goes on because I feel like at least, like, for me, like, obviously as you know, like, I feel like this was a very, like, interesting, like, summer for me, like, to catch everyone up on my life. This summer, I feel like I would, like, describe the summer as, like, I've been saying this, like, the summer of solitude. Like, I truly, like, was by myself. Like, I stuck to myself. I honestly was just, like, working all summer, so I feel like I didn't have, like, a lot of time to be socializing and hanging out with people maybe as much as I would have wanted to, but at the same time, like, I feel like this summer was, like, very important to me because I feel like you need to enjoy spending time by yourself, and I feel like that's something that, like, in the past I've, like, struggled with, but, like, now, like, I feel like I can say, like, and I can confidently say that I feel like I'm so, like, comfortable, like, being by myself, doing things by myself. Like, I love my alone time. I'm not afraid of going or doing anything by myself, and, like, this was something that, like, I also made an effort to do a lot of, like, the summer before last summer. But I feel like the reason why this summer was, like, different, I don't know. I kind of went, like, fully in. And, like, as Bree knows, I feel like there's also a lot of, like, friendships that I've honestly had to, like, let go of this year, which, like, has been a topic, like, slightly in, like, previous episodes. But, like, at the same time, like, I feel like it's, I don't know. I think it's just, like, a part of life. Like, as you, like, grow up, like, you become less close with people. And I feel like there was, like, a point in my life where I just kind of was like, oh, like, if we're friends now, like, then we'll just, like, always be friends. But, like, as you, like, get older, like, I'm literally going to be, you guys don't need to know my age, but legal adult very soon. But I feel like every year, not 18, hold up, not 18, I'm over 18, let that be known. Yeah. But yeah, I don't even know. I'm like,
I mean, like, it's true. I feel like this summer, I agree. I've also had sort of a summer of solitude. I've had a thought daughter summer where I've taken a lot of walks. I've listened to a lot of new music. I've reflected a lot. And I think it's all about balance. I mean, you know, hanging out with the right people at the right time. There could be times or phases where you just grow out of friendships and it's nothing against that person. It's just life. But I think it is important to reflect on yourself and spend time alone before you can, you know, improve other relationships in your life and get to know other people. And yeah.
And, like, I feel like, to me, so, like, what I'm thinking about in terms of these friendships that I've lost with women, I think this is something, like, a very interesting conversation for us at, because a lot of the reasons why I, like, stopped being friends with these people is literally because of men, if that, like, literally because of men. Like, so, obviously, like, you know, I'm not gonna air out my life and my business and other people's lives, but I feel like most of the women that I stopped being friends with are because, like, they are in relationships, which, okay, love that for you, you know, live your best life. I want to say, like, because I feel like when this conversation comes up, like, people are like, oh, well, that, like, you're saying then maybe, like, don't prioritize your, like, partner. Like, no, I'm not saying don't prioritize your partner. Like, of course, that should be, like, a priority for you. But at the same time, I feel like so many people, like, get into relationships and then they just start neglecting their friends.
Yeah.
Or, like, if your partner is not fulfilling, like, all of your emotional needs, then you start thinking, I need to fulfill all your emotional needs. Like, no one person should be fulfilling all of your needs. I'm sorry. Like, that's just not possible. That's not, like, going to happen. Like, I don't really know what
that's
you
why,
are.
Like, balance is so important. I mean, like, even talking about, like, relationships in general, but that's also why it's important to spend so much time alone, because if you could spend time by yourself, you won't rely on another person to, like, you know, keep you happy and, you know,
yeah, like,
think about all the time.
Needs. Like, I am a journaler. I keep saying this. I'm an advocate for journaling. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, to me, and I also feel like as I get older, I feel like I become more, like, private. Like, I feel like I don't need to share every single thought and every single thing that's, like, going on in my mind or happening in my life, like, with other people. And, like, I feel like, too, another thing is, like, as you're also getting older, you're also, I feel like, deciding, like, who you want to, like, share things with in your life. Because I feel like there's, like, some people who you can, like, be friends with and, like, you can be telling them, like, the most amazing news of your
life.
They're,
like, envious.
Yeah, and they're, like, jealous of you. Like, they can't be happy for you. Like, I don't want people in my life who are like that. Like, I want people who will support me. Mm-hmm. Like, I support them. Like, I don't know. Like,
be happy for you, like, no matter what your situation is or their situation is.
Yeah, because I just feel like everyone has, like, their own timeline, And I feel like there's no need to be, like, envious, because everything that you want to happen or is going to happen for you is going to happen, like,
and I feel when like it does. That's something that I've always respected about our friendship, because, you know, ever since the beginning, it's just been us being happy for each other, us having goals for each other, supporting each other through, like, reaching our goals or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, it's not, like, centered around men. It's centered around our happiness. And I feel like that is what's a solid foundation in, like, a female friendship. Like, you know, having each other's backs, not being envious, being supportive, talking about anything, not feeling embarrassed or judged by whatever you're saying. I feel like that's important.
I agree. Like, I feel like, too, like, just, like, being, like, something that, like, I feel like you and, like, what you were saying that you and Olivia had, like, talked about this. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, don't understand, like, how, like, I don't know, like, vulnerable or, like, intimate, like, female, like, friendships are, because, like, I, like, as we've said, like, I feel like you're basically getting, like, everything out of a relationship, obviously, aside from, like, the sexual aspect, the physical aspect, but, like, it's great.
Because, I don't know, I feel like women just have such a close, like, emotional intimacy or bond that, like, men, you know, you could have that with a man, but it's not like men have that with each other. Whereas, like,
I women, feel like a lot, like, of men, like, also, like, struggle to find that with each other. And so, honestly, I think that's why when they, like, enter into a relationship with a woman, it becomes that woman's responsibility to, like, take care of them, because, like, your needs, like, aren't being met with your friends, which is why, like, I feel like in the argument of, like, oh, like, if people are like, why are you single, or, like, why are you so picky, like, I'm picky because it's, like, what are you gonna add to my life that I don't already have?
Yep.
Like, I already have great friendships with women who uplift me, support me, I feel comfortable coming to about, like, the hard things going on in life, and, like, they're able to offer me, like, honest advice, and we just have, like, a very, like, transparent relationship with each other. That's another thing that I feel like I, like, very much, like, appreciate, is, like, transparency, like, communication, because none of those things, I feel like you can't have, like, a successful relationship without those things, in my opinion, because, like, you have to be on the same page.
Yeah, and I feel like you can tell when you meet specific people, like, if they do have good relationships in their life, you know, if they're not talking behind people's backs, or they're not, like, you know, wishing, you know, negative things upon people, you can just tell, like, what kind of bond that person has with other people, like, I feel like, based on how they talk about their own friends. So, like, I mean, for us, for example, we both have, like, a lot of good female relationships in our life, and I feel like you can tell because of the way that we communicate, the way that we, you know, give advice to people about things.
The way that we deal with conflict.
Yep, all of, like, that. You can tell.
I agree with that completely, honestly. Like, because I feel like both of us are very, like, straightforward people.
Yeah.
Like, if we have something to say, or if you did something wrong, like, we're going to tell you. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh, like, we're trying to fight with you, we're trying to argue.
And,
like,
we're always the ones getting, you know, giving advice out to people, so.
Yeah.
So it does work.
Yeah, if the people who we gave advice to actually took our advice, I think their lives would look a lot differently. Because I feel like I also, like, I've learned that I have to also take my own advice. I mean, there's nothing that's happened on my life, a little stagnant right now. I'm on the academic grind. But I feel like whenever there's, like, anything, like, crazy going on, I'm like, okay, let me think about, like, what would I say if this was, like, someone else?
I mean, when we first started becoming friends, I feel like my perspective shifted so much on just, like, relationships and friendship and everything, like, ever since we've started talking about it, because, you know, I feel like one of our first conversations was just, like, oh, why would we settle for, like, a man that, you know, isn't going to be this, this, and that for us? And boom, that's all of a sudden a perspective change. Like, wait, we are, like, amazing women who deserve, like, all these amazing things.
I agree, and I feel like also, like, becoming, like, friends with you, I feel like almost in a way. Like, it made me, I feel like, more confident in myself, because I was like, oh, like, I feel like sometimes if you're like friends with people who like, not saying that you don't have, you have to have the same like mindset as like everyone around you, but if you don't have like, if you aren't friends with like other confident people who like know their worth,
yeah,
and like know what they deserve, then I feel like if they're giving you advice, they're probably not able to like
relate.
Give advice to you from a place where they're like, what's it called? Based, oh my gosh, the voice crack. What's it called when you're like, I don't like, even know.
I don't know.
Like,
I know what you mean though. I mean, that's like why, you know, us becoming close is so important, because we're both so confident. We both spend a lot of time alone. We know ourselves really well. We know that we wouldn't settle, etc. So us like going back and forth with our own ideas and having the same exact mindset, we just like, we solidify everything we say every single day. We're just, like, yeah.
Exactly. Like, we're always like, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
We send each other the memes of, yeah, exactly. That's literally us.
Two thought daughters getting together. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, we just created, like, a hive mind.
Yeah,
now
we actually did.
We are supernatural beings with infinite and abundant wisdom. Aura. Just kidding. We're still learning. We're still learning and growing every single day.
That's true. But we're learning. But I know more than I did a semester ago.
I agree with that.
Like, there's been a lot of reflecting, especially, like, watching everybody around us. And, like, you know, we're the ones who give advice to those people. So, like, we've talked about that so many times. Like, you know, we're not the ones necessarily in these situations, but we see it all around us. So we have, like, we're reflecting on everything. And we're like, what would we do differently? You know, what would happen if whatever?
Exactly. And, you know, there's people who like to say, why do you need to psychoanalyze? There's no need to psychoanalyze things. Maybe they say, it's not that deep. I hate when people say it's not that
deep. It is
deep,
always that deep.
Because it always is that deep. Mm-hmm. Like, it is. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I was literally, like, talking about this with Kali yesterday. I was just like, I feel like every time I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not, like, a, what, like, I can't predict the future, mm-hmm. like, none of that. I don't claim that. But, like, I feel like any time, like, I'm making, if I am going to actually, like, announce the analysis that I made, like, how does it end up being right? Like, it's, I'm clocking
them. Right. But I think it's because we're so self-aware of, like, things that are happening in the beginning that we just kind of plan things out from there and it just ends up being right.
Yeah, not only to, like, being, I feel like it's not only, like, self-awareness that's also, like, important, as I feel like you also have to be, like, aware, like, socially aware, like, someone who could, like, picks up on cues.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
emotionally intelligent. I feel like that's something with the both of us. We're very emotionally intelligent. It's very easy for us to, like, read people and, like, read a situation.
And I feel like when you aren't like that, then mm-hmm. you'll be like, why are you reaching? You're just assuming this about someone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, like, I feel like I can usually, like, get a vibe off of.
When you're, like, perceptive like that, you have such better insight because you're not headfirst in a situation where you could be, like, I don't know. I feel like for people that usually look for our advice, they are self-aware but won't, like, act on what they want to. And, like, since we're, like, from that outside perspective and we are, like, these, I don't know, like, we're insightful and we, like, notice all these things, it's easier for us to give advice because we're not, like, in the situation. We're, like, outside, like, looking in.
And, like, I definitely, like, understand, like, how hard it is when you're, like, in a situation and getting, like, outside advice to, like, like, you're obviously in the moment, you're mm-hmm. going through whatever you're going through, you have whatever connections you have or whatever is, like, leading you to feel or act a certain way about things, but I feel like you also have to learn how to, like, step outside of the moment. You have to be able to, like, look
boundaries.
At things from all sides.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with, like, being emotionally intelligent is, like, you are aware, you know your boundaries, and you know what's important to you, what standards you have, and you wouldn't let anything get in the way of, like, what you want.
Yeah, and in terms of, like, standards, like, I love that, like, trend that's, like, been going around on TikTok where it's, like, when he asked me, like, to hit, when he asked me to, like, link or, like, come over, but this is what me and my friends are doing on, like, a Friday. Like, I literally saw that and I was, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, so real. Because I feel like I feel like something that people, like, tend to, like, overlook is, like, platonic love.
Yeah.
Like, I truly think that, like, within, like, our society almost, like, in a way is, like, I feel like they're trying to sell you, like, romantic love. And, like, this is honestly, this just reminded me of this, but, like, okay, this is, like, a cute holiday, but, like, it's also, like, a consumerist holiday, Valentine's Day.
Okay.
We're just laughing because that's a funny date. But I feel like it is, like, a consumerist holiday. Like, it's cute, like, that they're like, okay, let's have a day that's, like, dedicated to love. But mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, and even, like, outside of that holiday, like, National Boyfriend Day, National Girlfriend Day. Like, you'll see ads in the subway for, like, Tinder, Hinge, any dating app, honestly, that you can imagine. Like, even outside of that, like, they're getting really specific nowadays. They're like, if you're Jewish, here's an app. Here's a dating app for other
Jewish
people.
It's like all these dating apps being advertised. Where's the friendship app?
Yeah. I don't want to hear about Bumble BFF. Yeah. I don't know how well that took off.
Honestly, to have a good relationship, like, period, you need to have a solid foundation of friendship
that you can go. How are you going to be a good boyfriend if you don't know how to be a good friend? How are you going to be a good girlfriend if you don't know how to be a good friend? Like, that
and you
is
see
like
that.
The starter, like, the starter pack to life is like, what? Mm-hmm. You go in kindergarten, you're in this fucking sandbox.
Make some friends.
Yeah, make some friends. And it all, like, obviously, as we talked about in the beginning, like, I think your relationships with people, like, grow and change, and I don't think everyone is, like, meant to be in your life forever. Like, my mom's always like, some people are just meant to come into your life for a season, and I completely agree with that. Everyone who's come into my life at any point has taught me some valuable lesson that has, like, led me to where I am today. But I feel like an issue is, like, too many people are just like, I need a relationship, or I'm single. Like, go hang
What about all the love in front of you?
Go and hang out, like, with your friends. Your friends love you.
That's like another quote that I've read that's like, oh, you know, you're constantly looking for love. What about all the love around you that already exists? You know, all the people in your life, all the places you love, all the things that you love. You know, you're ignoring that just because you're so focused on relationships.
Yeah, because I also think about, like, people say, like, who's picking up the pieces from, like, you? Like, if you were getting out of a relationship or getting out of a situationship, like, whatever it is, like, it's like your friends and your family. Like, I remember, I don't even remember if this was on, I think this might have been on Valentine's Day or something else, but I remember on Valentine's Day, I think, like, after me and my ex broke up, like, my parents, like, sent me, like, they got a delivery to Insomnia cookies, and they sent it to me.
Love is all around.
And they wrote me a little note, and I literally was going to cry because I was like, oh my gosh.
That would,
like,
be the best gift ever.
I am loved. Like, I am so loved. I feel so loved from my family. I feel so much love from my friends who have, like, comforted me and, like, stood by me. And, like, I also love myself.
Yeah.
So, like, what more do I need? And if there's someone who I end up meeting who can add to my life even more, that's great. But also, like, if not, like, I already am loved and happy and satisfied, like, in my life. So
yeah, I mean, also, like, coming from, like, me, I've had such great friends since, like, high school, and, like, going into college with, like, even more, like, great, like, girl best friends. I feel like they set the, like, standards so high for just, like, friendship that it's, like, you know, I'm so fulfilled by my friends. I need to find someone else, like, a man who is going to meet me at that level of fulfillment or even higher, because then why else would you be in my life if you're not going to fulfill me like how my other friends do?
Like, I'm not trying, like, you can't meet me below the standard that's, like, already been set by my friends.
Yeah,
that's not gonna
work. You see what your, like, best friends do for you that, like, you know, a boyfriend could do for you, whatever. And, like, if a guy's not doing that for you, but your, like, best friends will, like, for example, like, I don't know, like, going over and cooking something for you.
I was just going to say.
Or, like, I'll wash your dishes.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, stuff like that.
Like, I literally go to Bree's apartment and they cook me dinner and I help with cooking and I mm-hmm. help them. Like, I don't even know. I just help. I help set up the curtains.
And we share some laughs, give a drive home. And
yeah. Like, I don't know. And I also feel like, too, like, I feel like it's nice. The thing that's so nice about, like, friendships is, like, you know that it's, like, authentic because, like, what are they gaining from the relationship aside from, yeah. like, spending time with you? Like,
yeah.
I feel like technically there's more that, like, there's more shiesty intentions, I'd say, that could be involved with, like when immature, you do something, man. Yeah, like, if you do something nice for someone in a relationship, but you're only doing it because you have, like, yeah. expectations for them to do something for you, like, are you actually being nice, or are you just yeah. being...
Is that, like, from the kindness of your own heart?
Or is that just, like, low-key, like, manipulation?
Right? Because my roommates, for example, have brought us Starbucks, like, you know, just randomly, like, as a surprise. I'm like, wow, that's so sweet, like, you know, like... Would a guy do that out of the kindness of his own heart? Like, if he wanted something or if he just wanted to, like, surprise you? How do you know these days?
Yeah, just do something nice. And, mm-hmm. like, I just, oh my.
Chivalry isn't dead, guys. No. Or maybe it is. Bring it back.
Yeah. Because why? Yeah, I can't get into that. I can't. Because
that's another podcast topic.
Yeah, that is another podcast topic. Because I'm like, I don't want to get into when someone holds a door open. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God,
hello?
Stop.
Like, why'd you, huh? Like, yes, thank you. But, like, what's going on here? This is not common anymore.
I know. Yeah.
2024.
Yep.
But I keep seeing, too, like, another thing. Like, when people are like, oh, giving, like, big sister advice. In your, like, 20s, is it's, like, decenter men and
yep.
focus on...
Your female friendships.
Your female friendships.
So
because
true.
Another thing is I'm, like, I'm so excited for me and all my friends to, like, grow up and, like, even though we're not fully grown yet, we're still children in my mind. But I can't wait till we all, like, start our careers and it's, like, I'm gonna have lawyer friends, I'm gonna have doctor friends,
mm-hmm.
like... social workers, vets, like, I am so excited for that. Also, networking, networking.
Little
like,
plug.
Little plug, like, if you and all your friends are doing different things, I don't even know.
Like, yeah, you can get excited about, like, getting married and, like, whatever, but, like, think about all the girls' trips. Think
no.
about all of your friends' weddings. That, to me, is more exciting than my own wedding right now.
What? I don't know. I've never thought
really?
About...
Well, I'm just
I've
so
never thought about... I mean, not never. Like, I feel like as a child. But I feel like at this, like, age range, I haven't thought about my wedding.
Or I haven't.
Or I haven't thought about my friend's wedding.
But I do think about...
I thought about your wedding.
Oh. We'll talk about that another time. But, like, I don't know, I, like, see my friends now, and I'm like, wow, like, I can't wait to see, like, who they're gonna be in a few years, where they're gonna be, and, like, you know, like, I'm gonna, like, grow up with this person for, like, the rest of my life, and, like, you know, your friends, like, you choose to be their friend, like, you can have them, like, around for as long as you want, and like Mariah said, there's no, like, there's nothing you have to necessarily, like, gain from them, like, you don't, you're not, like, friends with them, like, to get something from
like-
it.
Something that, like, people kind of, like, forget or, like, don't realize. This is another thing that my mother taught me. Is
so
that,
nice.
Like, I feel like there's, like, I don't know if this sounds, like, messed up, but, like, how there's friends for, like, there's a friend for every occasion.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, you have different types of relationships with, like.
Yeah.
I feel like
there are some people that never have to pass surface level friendship, and that's okay because you need a different like, you know, you could have different kinds of friends. Like, you don't need every single friendship in your life doesn't have to be so deep and like intimate. You can
yeah,
just have like,
I agree with
a
that. Like
for,
maybe you're fun to hang out
yeah.
with and like yeah.
And like
have fun
I feel like
when we hang out.
I feel like guys are the same way. I don't know.
I feel like
or maybe
all
not.
Our friendships
are like shallow.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah. For girls, at least, like, you know, there's no offense taken. Like, if you are like, hey, let's get coffee. And you know what? If that's the furthest you want to go with that friend, then so be it. There's...
Sorry, I'm, like, sipping my water. There's...
I don't know, like... I don't know. I think any kind of friendship is going to benefit you in any way, but there are certain people that you can, like, have certain conversations with, you know, do certain things with, and that's fine.
And I guess this is, like, a different topic. Also, like, I just need to announce, like, this is probably my most unorganized podcast, like, I'll admit. Like,
we're just kind of, this is kind of how all of our conversations go anyway.
Yeah, this is, like, I know that someone who listened to my podcast gave me some feedback, and they were like, it'd probably be better, like, if you plan things out a little more so that there was less, like, ums and, like, but, like, I feel like that's honestly just how I speak.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I want to say?
There's just so much to be said. You don't know what to say. There is.
Exactly. Like, I need an Like, bring back, like, Like, if you're just going um, like, okay, like, that's one thing. But, like, the is, like, the moment before, like, profound thoughts. Like, your life's about to change.
It's a when filler you hear word when you're thinking of what you really want to say.
Exactly.
Americans love their ums.
But I feel like something else that I wanted to, like, talk about is, like, I mean, I guess this is more of, like, a society issue, but I feel like a lot of people, like, that I've, like, talked to, like, they struggle with, like, knowing how to, like, connect with other people, because I feel like now that everything is, like, so, like,
digital,
you don't have to, like, put in
as much
effort with the people, like, in your lives, but, like, at least for me, like, I feel like something that I also to realize for myself is, like, I don't want to be in, like, those relationships with people where they're, like, oh, I'm a low, like, I get this, but, like, also no. Where they're, like, I'm a low-maintenance friend, like, we'll just, like, I feel like a lot of people use, like, the low-maintenance label as, like, an excuse to be, like, a bad friend. Like, oh, like, I'm only gonna, like, message you when I want to, and then aside from that, like, we're not gonna interact, or, like, let's say, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like those are the types of people. Like, I want ride or dies.
Again, yeah, it's like, what's the point of, you know, having a close friend if you're not going to, you know, if, like, my surface level friends are trying harder than you are, and it's like, you're disguising it as, like, low maintenance.
I feel like low maintenance, like, ends up, like, being a disguise. But I feel like a lot of people, like, and I've feel like people especially, like, talk about this, like, when you're on, like, a college campus, like, there's so many people that are, like, especially, like, at UConn, there's so many people that, like, go here that, like, I guess it's harder for people to meet, like, people at, like, a smaller level. You know what could, I feel like could be interesting?
What?
I'm gonna ask you this question.
Okay.
What are all the situations where you met, like, some of your best friends? Like, how did you become friends with them?
Like, in college?
Or, no, like, high school, too.
Okay.
Bree, backstory, Bree has a big friend group back at home, all beautiful, lovely ladies, like Bree herself. And I feel like I always say to Bree, I was like, I feel like it's honestly very rare to, like, find so many, like, good relationships with, like, a group of people that are just, like, you know, like, genuine and, like, kind-hearted people who have, like, the best, like, intentions for you. Yeah. So, like, I don't think I've ever, like, heard that story of, like, how it all and I think I know, like, some of them have been friends, like, since they were younger, but, like, anyway, I'll let you
take it away. Okay, here's the thing. I think there's obviously someone out there for everyone. So, like, you know, if you are having a hard time making friends, there's always someone who can and will be your best friend. It's just, I think people come into your life when they need to. I mean, I've always said to Mariah, like, I met her freshman year, but we started to get close spring semester of sophomore year. And I'm like, you know, I guess it had to happen for a reason. And whatever, I think the timing in your life is perfect. So, yeah. So for my high school friends, you know, I didn't, like, meet them until my sophomore year of high school. I joined my tennis team, and then I, like, made a couple friends through there, and from there it was just more of my friends, like, like combining with like Wait, other
why
friends.
Why did I not know that you played tennis in high school?
What?
I didn't know that. I literally thought that you. Oh wait, am I thinking of pickleball? You started playing pickleball this summer, right?
Or yeah. You always played. But pickleball? No, I've never. I just started playing pickleball. Okay, that's like the new trend.
Not tennis. Yeah,
but I started tennis in high school, and so like basically every single person in my friend group right now I've met since sophomore year of high school on. So from there, I met.
She was collecting them.
Yeah, I'm collecting them all. So I met two, and then basically one day, my friend Danielle, shout out to Danielle, made a giant group chat of like her friends, my friends, and then like a couple of other girls who like we have like close ties to. And she was like, "Hey, let's go to the beach one day," and we just all became a giant friend group from there. And we did weed out a couple girls, by the way. So it used to be 10, now there's 8. But ooh, we've been friends. No, ooh is right. But we've been close friends for 4 years, going on 5 years with 8 girls, which I think is like.
That is amazing. Round of applause.
And yeah, yes. No, honestly, love them. But like how I think we've stayed friends for so long is, again, just being genuine. You know, we don't filter ourselves for each other. We don't talk behind each other's backs. Like, there's nothing, you know how like people make like rude comments to be funny? There's none of that. Like, we're just genuine. We're nice to each other because we love each other. And like, we just treat each other with like kindness and respect because that's what we all want at the end of the day.
I agree. And I feel like it's easy to be kind to people that you love. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hot take.
I don't know.
Hot take. It's really easy for me to be nice to someone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some people will step over, you know, cross the lines of being comfortable enough with you to like say something that could low-key hurt your feelings. But honestly, like, why even bother when you just love that person? Like, why do you have to
I don't want to say
any comments
to any of my friends that could be like taken the wrong way, because it's right? Never my intention.
I feel like
we
have never done that with each other ever.
Yeah,
ever.
We haven't,
like, not even a dig. And it's just because you don't need to.
Yeah, I just feel like, why do I need to like make a dig at you?
And
like,
usually,
who does that benefit?
Yeah. Usually people do that to like be funny in front of other people. I don't find it funny. I find it uncomfortable and
either.
Low-key embarrassing. But notice how like with us especially, we've never done that, because like we just have other stuff to talk about. We don't, like, why would we do that? That'd be kind of crazy if you were like talking about guys and I go, haha, like,
this
yeah,
happened.
Like, yeah, like, you, blah, 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 blah. Like, just say something, like, bad about you, and you're like, wait, what? Where did that
yeah.
come from?
Like, hello?
That's, like,
has that been on your
yeah,
mind?
Exactly.
Like,
has that been on your mind?
Like,
and that's,
why'd
like,
you just say that
the
to
whole
me
thing.
Right
like,
now?
I mean, and, like, with college friends and, like, making friends here, I mean, you know, we met, like, so long ago, but, like, became closer, like, that we had a class together. And I think that's usually,
yeah,
like, how it works in college.
I also think it's, like, kind of funny because I feel like before me and Bree like became close, like I remember it was like, oh, like Bree doesn't like you. Bree left the room. Hi, Olivia.
Sorry, Bree, I'm just an introvert.
Like, I just think that's so funny because then I feel like when we started talking to each other, we're like, hello. Like,
yeah, where have you been?
Like, yeah, where have you been? Also, there was, like, none of that. Like, we didn't realize that there was, like, a hidden gem.
No, right? It was no small talk. It was just kind
of
like we
just
dove into it.
Yeah, as soon as we met each other, we just were like,
yeah, exactly.
Let's get started. I don't even, Cogsci brings people together.
It does. Shout out to Megan.
Yeah, what can I say?
But, like, it's so funny. I mean, again, like, I could have expected to be friends with you, and, like, if you, like, looked at us from the outside, you could pair us together as friends, sure. But, like, at the time, I guess, we just never really, like,
There wasn't, like, an opportunity mm-hmm. for us to connect. So, honestly, and as someone who has been... I'm sorry, I'm scooting this closer to me. I'm so sorry. As someone who has been described as a very involved person... in college, like, and when people are like, oh, like, how are you in so many clubs, or like mm-hmm. how do you do so many things, I'm like, because I love meeting people. I love meeting new people, and I feel like, honestly, like, this maybe like has to do with the fact that like I was like a military child. I always had to move around, like, every year, sometimes months, like, so I feel like I always had to like just kind of like be ready to like just go and put myself out there in order to like form like close relationships with other people. And like I find that it's like similar to like it's similar in college. Like I am a part of like organizations or like clubs that I have like some interest in, or it's like a hobby, or it's something that like means a lot to me, and like I'm involved with that because I want to find like other people who I have like things like
in common
with.
I mean, that's what I love about college, is you could make a friend in any possible way, shape, or form.
I agree.
You, like, the majority of the way that I met friends here is through other people, which obviously is like the best way. But, you know, there are just so many other ways I've made friends. It's not just classes. It's what you could be like walking and somebody gives you a compliment and then boom.
I feel like you just have to be willing to like
be open,
put yourself out there, like be open to starting relationships with other people. So like be open to being the person who says the first thing.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like,
you know, no one knows you here.
Compliment someone. Yeah. Like, I feel like something, I always try to, like, if there's something that I like about someone, I always try to, like, say it to them.
And compliments, like, stick with you. Like, yeah. I'll never forget, like, when I would get randomly complimented by someone. I was like, wow.
That's just so nice. Like, you just decided to, like, yeah. Like, I feel like when I was at work, like, and people just randomly be like, oh, you're so pretty, or you're so this.
Like,
I'd be like,
I remember.
Sorry, you
could go. When me and you were standing in line to get food one day, and there was a girl behind us, and she was like, hey, like, I love your outfit. And then she was like, by the way, I know you from blah, blah, blah. And you were like, oh, I know you too. And boom. And then you introduced yourselves to each other. It was on Earth Walking Fire Line. But she was just like, I love your outfits. And you were like, oh, I see you around. I love your outfits too. And like, you,
oh,
that's it. Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yes.
And like, it's just that easy.
I agree. Like, build your own community.
Yeah, I mean, this girl who sat next to me.
I know exactly who you're talking
in
about.
In class this semester was in my class last semester, and I never spoke to her in the class, but she was like, hey, by the way, we were in the same class last semester. And I go, oh, my God, yeah. Boom,
oh, my
friend.
Gosh. Me saying this as, like, I don't know, like, anyone who's on my floor this semester. But I saw this girl. This sounds so creepy. But I saw this girl, like, in the bathroom the other day. And I was like, wait, why is this girl in, like, three of my classes? Like, that's crazy. Like,
that's
if you're in, like, all... you like, I think me and her basically have the same schedule.
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm not even kidding. So I'm like, how do we have the same schedule and you live in, like, my building?
Did you, like, talk to her yet?
No.
This is your sign to do it.
I know. This is my sign. Like, I should be like, hey, like,
yeah.
I've seen you. Like, even if we don't become, like,
it's nice
close
for you
friends,
to make an effort.
Like, I feel like it's not just about making friends. It's just about, like, being a nice person.
Yeah.
Like, and saying, like, hey,
at the end of the day.
And, like, making a connection.
You can be shy and awkward or whatever.
Yeah, I've never, ever, yeah, I admit that I'm an awkward person. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not shy, but, like, I'll be like, I don't care. And I'll say this to someone I don't know. If I don't know what to say, I'll be like, so...
Like,
wow.
Like, you can be awkward, but, like, I don't know, like...
I feel like you can be awkward and social.
Yeah.
At the same time.
It can, like, be an awkward, like, situation, but you can make the most out of it.
Also, I feel like half the time, like, when you're feeling awkward, like, the other person also, like...
Feels the same way,
and then it's, like, I feel like not that awkward.
Yeah.
Because
and then you just kill the awkwardness, double whammy.
Yeah. No awkwardness with us.
I mean, like... At work today, I had to become friends with this, like, 60-year-old woman who came
what?
In who came in for an experiment. And even though I had
Did
nothing
in
common...
she have to wear the head thing?
She had to do some, like, hearing tests and stuff. Even though I had nothing in common with this woman, and I just met her, I was just, like... She had mentioned, like, something about Polish, and I go, one of my best friends speaks Polish, blah, blah, blah. Boom. So easy. Just, like, you know, now I'm friends with this 60-year-old woman. Am I ever going to see her again?
Gosh.
Probably not. But
stop.
It makes someone's day.
That reminds me of... One of my best friends, Maddie, I love you. When me and Maddie were in Maine this summer, like, I literally said this, like, I feel like, I don't know the approach that I take of things to, like, directly, like, connecting with someone, but, like, I feel like I love the people that are, like, can do, like, what you just said, or, like, Maddie, like, she'll just, like, see someone and she'll be like, oh, what a cute little dog you have. Or, like,
no,
just
really.
Like, she'll just be like, oh, I love your shoes, like, you look so good today. And, like, people get, like, so happy
I
and
like
so excited, and, like, they always want to, like, talk to her.
Yeah.
And have a long conversation. Every time she does, I'm always like, oh, Maddie, I was like, I love that, like, that was crazy.
Yeah,
like, I'm
right?
Like, I never, like, because I work in, like, retail, like, in customer service, But I think with me is, like, I'm, like, terrible at small talk. So, to me, honestly, the best relationships are the relationships, like, how just we start become off friends. Where it's, like, okay, we're already, like, I don't even know.
I think,
like,
the best example...
Let's just have the real conversations.
Yeah, really. I think the best example of people that do that in my life are Matt and Sid, my two roommates. They can just go up to anyone and be like, oh, you look cute, like, blah, blah. Like, they're just so good at, like, you know... And I think a lot of it is confidence, because Matt and Sid are extroverts.
And
they
I
can
think
just,
it's
like,
infectious.
Boom. Yeah.
Like, I, like, everyone that I'm friends with, like, I think I remember once I, like, wrote this down, because I was like, this is so cute. But I, like, wrote down, like, all the people that I'm close with, and then I wrote, like, the trait that they have that I, like, respect and I, like, loves, that I love about them that I would love to, like, embody more. Because I do also feel like the people that... are currently in my life, like, inspire me to be a better person. Like, I feel like when I became friends with you, like, I feel like I mean, I've never been, like, crazy, but, like, I was like, I gotta shape up, you know? Like, I gotta get myself, like,
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, we were, like...
We were, like, I don't even know. We were training for, like, the Mental Olympics. Like, we got a gold medal, though.
We did.
We got a gold
medal. I think when we became friends, like, it was just automatically, like, my brain developed. Like, it was like all of a sudden this confidence came from nowhere. Like, we're wise to the max together.
Like, I don't even know. Like, I've never, I mean, that's a lie, actually. Like, I feel like in the past I would consider myself to be like an insecure person, but I also feel like you're kind of like a product that, like, insecurity product is also like a product of, like, your environment, or
yeah,
like the people that you have around you. Like, true. I felt like I could never, like, completely be myself around, like, the people I was friends with, like, in high school. Yeah. Or, like, I felt like, I just felt like the town I grew up in, like, wasn't a good place for me to, like, express who I truly was.
I agree.
And then, like, obviously this is, like, obviously, like, UConn's, like, I mean, it's not the most, like, diverse place in the world. Like, obviously, it's, like, a PWI. But, like, when you're in college, like, I feel like you can literally be, like, whoever you want.
Yep.
Because there is someone for everyone. Like, I forgot who I was sitting with. I think I was sitting with, like, Kali and, like, Melanie. And I was, like, it's so interesting when you, like, look around at, like, who's, like, sitting all together, like, in the union. Like, I was, like, do you think everyone, like, looks like they match together, like... as friends, like, even if they don't look like they match together, like, I just feel like there's so many people, especially when you're going to, like, a big state school, like, you're bound to, like, find people who, like, have, like, your same interests. Like, okay, like, even me starting this, like, podcast and, like, going to, like, WUS and stuff, like, music has always been, like, such, like, an important, like, part of my life. And I'm also, like, I'm not even just a part of, like, just the WUS, mm-hmm. New Music Committee. I also am, like, in another club called Music Lounge. But I feel like... what'd you say?
I said anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. But I feel like I've always known that, like, music was, like, important to me, but I feel like it feels, like, so nice to, like, talk and become close with, like, people who, like, also, like... feel the same way. Like, these are people who literally take time out of their lives to do, like, music games or, like, listen to new songs, and, like, just, like, you're building a community. Something that I'm really, like, excited for, that I've been getting more involved with this semester is Outing Club. Shout out Outing Club. That club is amazing. Love everyone in that club. But, like, to me, like, nature and, like, being outdoors has always been something that I've, like, loved but have not always had time to do. And it's, like, also, like, you can make the time to do the things that you want to do. Like, and also, like, to connect this back to, like, friendship, like, I'm managing all these different things. Like, not only I'm doing some of them with my friends, but also at the same time, like, I am making space in my life to, like, spend time with friends while also,
crazy,
like,
how you can do that
prioritizing my
being,
interests.
Yeah.
You, like,
can be so busy.
You have time. Mm-hmm. You have the time. Not to be cheesy, but I'm taking poetry this semester, and we read a poem that I think, like, a lot of the people in the class were kind of, like, interpreting it as, like, there's not enough time in life. And, like, it was a poem about time. But, like, how there's not enough time in life to do everything or, like, be everything you want to be. And, like, yeah, like, partly true. But I feel like if you're staying, like, true to yourself and, like, being, like, authentic, then you'll make the space for the things that, like...
I think there's always a way.
Or especially, make you feel your best.
This is how I feel about, like, relationships, too. Like, people who are too busy to see each other or, you know, come up with lame excuses to, like, I don't know, not make things work in a relationship when you can. Like, you know, I feel like if you clearly love someone, you can make it work. Same thing goes with friendships.
I feel like when you love someone, there's no excuses.
Mm-hmm. That's how I make time to see my friends literally every single day, despite me having a busy schedule, because, you know, and if you, like, care about someone, you're going to make the effort.
Exactly. And, like, yeah, like, we're not saying, like, you have to always, like, give someone your 100. Like, I feel, yeah, like, I remember, like, I, like, was saying to Bree, like, I think she was, like, telling me about something, like, good going on, like, in her life. And I was like, hey, like, I just want to let you know, like, if I, seems like I was distracted, or if I would, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you, it's nice to be on that, like, page with your friends, and mm-hmm. good to, like, let them know, like, I'm always here, like, supporting you. Yeah, sometimes I don't have, like, I feel like I'm a very, like, I don't know. I feel like I would describe myself as, like, a mellow person. So I feel, yeah, like sometimes I'm not always like, ah, yes, woo! But, like...
like, in your face? Like,
yeah, not in my face, but, like, in my mind. I'm mm-hmm. like, yes, I'm doing backflips, yeah, in my mind. Like, yes, I support you, so happy. Like,
maybe, and you, I'm like, make it known, right, even now, if it doesn't seem like that way, you will still make other people aware that that's how you're feeling. That's good. Reassurance.
Yes.
Because, you know, instead of thinking, oh my God, is Mariah, like, not happy? Like, did she hate me? No.
No.
And she communicated that, and communication is key.
Yes. And friendships are key. And
communication is key in friendships.
Exactly. And prioritize the friendships in your life, because I don't know. Like, I just feel like, to me, that's one of the most important things in my life, where I'm just, yeah, like, I don't even know how to, like, put that on to other people, because it's like, if you don't have, like, the relationships that I've had, like, then you truly are just, like, missing out mm-hmm. on, like, you haven't unlocked that side of life, yeah, yet. And, like, I really do hope, and I believe that, like, genuine friendships and relationships, and especially, like, if you're a girl, like, friendships with other women, like, they will build you up, they will help support you, like, they will rally
your life
behind you, and, like, they do just, like, make life better. Like, I saw this, let me not to bring up TikTok again, but I saw this TikTok that was, like, I'd be so serious about life until it's, like, it's time for a hangout with, like, my friends and mm-hmm. stuff, and, like, I'm like, yeah, like, my friends remind me that there's joy and love in the world, yeah, and that everything's okay. And that,
again, love is all around you, right in front,
exactly,
of you.
Exactly. So,
and I mean, it goes to show, like, if you are capable of finding these people who are, like, your soulmate friendship wise, then you're capable of finding that everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting for you. I think it's good to build a foundation, though, with people who you know are going to be there for you, people you know you can rely on, and bring you happiness before you want a relationship or whatever. You know, focus on what you do have, because it's there and it's waiting for you, and it'll be great.
Yes. So, everyone, peace, love, friendship, happiness.
Peace, love, friendship.
All of the above. Once again, like, I apologize for, like, the format of this episode, because it was very much, like, free for all, like, just speaking, but you know what? That's fine.
I think every girl can relate to this in some way, shape, or form. So,
I agree.
Guys, too. Just tune in.
Guys, too. That's another episode.
That's another episode.
But with that, I'm going to close out, and I'm actually going to announce the song before I play it this time, because mm-hmm. I forgot the last one. But I'm going to be playing, like, a little snippet of the song. This is a song chosen by Bree, by the way. I'll Be Your Mirror. by The Velvet Underground and Miko. So with that, here we are.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Thank you guys for tuning in today.
Thanks, guys. I loved being here.
Thank you to my guest, Bree, for joining me.
Thank you, Mariah, for having me.
If there's anything that you would like to hear me talk about, shoot me a message and we can figure something out. If you yourself would like to be featured on the show, if you think you have something to say, if you think you're a good conversationalist, then hit me up. But aside from that, thank you, and until next time.